There is an interesting pasuk in the sixth parsha. We're discussing in Parshas Vayakel, Yaakov Kudei, a lot of the construction of the Kelim and the Mishkan. So many of the Mefarshim, Chazal already point this out, that when it comes to most of the Kelim that we that are built, it's Vayas Es HaShulchan, that's in Lamed Zayin Yud, Vayas Es HaMenorah, the Menorah is constructed, Vayas Es Mizbach HaKtores. But specifically when the Aron is constructed, the Torah tells us Vayas Bitzalel Es HaAron Atzei Shittim. The Torah goes out of its way to mention, specifically with the Aron, that the person who constructed the Aron was Bitzalel. Many of the Mefarshim are bothered by the question as to why in particular, when it comes to the Aron, do we have Bitzalel's name associated with it. The Ramban, I believe, points out a little bit earlier in the Parsha, it's not like the Aron was per se the most complicated of Kelim to construct. Many of the Kelim are very, very difficult. So it's not like we dafka needed the expertise, per se, of Bitzalel. As some point out, the Babich Rebbe in his Sefer and Chumash Rashi, but others also, the Aron, to assume that it means that that one, dafka, only Bitzalel created, also may be unlikely. It sounds like when you look in terms of what the Aron looked like, it would have been very, very challenging for one person on his own to have constructed everything. So for many Mefarshim, they try to figure out why exactly here are we associating it with like Vayas Bitzalel, Vayas Bitzalel Es HaAron. There are many, many answers. We'll try and, I guess, speak about four, two of them fairly quickly. The Mesh Chachma has two Mahachim. One of the Mahachim, Mesh Chachma, is very simple. He says, well, most of the Kelim were built in Bayis Rishon. Could be they'd be built again in Bayis Sheni. Could be they would be constructed again La'asid Lavo in the third Mikdash. With a lot of the Kelim, they could have been constructed by different people. The Aron was only going to be constructed once. The Aron was made once, and that is Vayas Bitzalel Es HaAron. That is the one and only Aron. The only Aron out there is the one that Bitzalel played a major role in. That's why the Gemara tells us in Maseches Yuma that during the second Beis HaMikdash, so it could be the Aron was Nignaz. Now, where was Nignaz? The Macholkes there. But the Aron's always around, and eventually it's going to be the Aron that we are going to use. Others suggest a bit of a different idea. We know that the Aron is the primary makom of Hashras HaShchina, so suggests the Ramban and others. So if you look in the Baal Turim as part of this, others, you know, say it a little bit differently, that Bitzalel, his name is Bitzel Kel, in the shadow of the Ribono Shel Olam. And part of what you're trying to do with the creation of the Aron is to create a location in which the presence of the Ribono Shel Olam was going to be much more intense, which the presence of the Ribono Shel Olam is going to be felt much more, a certain kind of Hashras HaShchina. And therefore, it's Dafka Bitzalel who could do the Aron, because Bitzalel had to play a major role, because he's the one that can place the Aron, Bitzel Kel. He's the one that can offer a certain kind of, he could offer a kli that would have a certain kind of Hashras HaShchina. I want to talk about two additional ideas, and each of these hopefully to elaborate on just a little bit. Rashi quotes one insight. It really comes from the Medrash in slightly different ways. Vayas Bitzalel, Lefisha Nasa Nafsho HaMalacha Yoser Mishar Chachamim, Nikreis Al Shemo. That the reason why it's called after Bitzalel is because Bitzalel is the one who was Moser Nefesh on the Malacha more than the other Chachamim. So first Ha'ara, the other Chachamim were also Moser Nefesh. But Bitzalel was Moser Nefesh even more, and that's why he was Zochet to have his name associated with it. What's the pshat? Why is it Nikreis Al Shemo? What's the connection between the Mesiris Nefesh and us calling the Aron like Bitzalel's Aron? So in Chazal itself, in the Lashon of the Medrash, it sounds like it's a question of Schar Ve'onesh. That Bitzalel was the one who gave of himself a degree of self-sacrifice to construct the Aron, and therefore as a reward for his actions, we're going to call it in his name. It was in many ways a Schar for the actions of Bitzalel. The Lubavitch Rebbe offers an additional insight, Al Derech HaChasidus. The Lubavitch Rebbe suggests the following. He says, it's possible that really what happened was like this. It wasn't just that Bitzalel was Moser Nefesh, and that, you know, it happened to construct the regular Aron. There's a certain kind, I'll elaborate on, there's a certain kind of Mesiris Nefesh, where a person works very hard, but their Mesiris Nefesh is not necessarily clear in their final product. You can work really hard, but what did I produce? Maybe I produced something which on some level was regular or standard. What was unique about the Aron and the form of Mesiris Nefesh that Bitzalel had here, Lefisha Nasa Nafshal HaMalacha, Yom Nikrei Sal Shemo. It was the kind of Mesiris Nefesh that made it, in a certain sense, a different quality of Aron. You would look at the Aron, and you could tell, here's someone who worked very hard on this kli. This is a kli which is nikreis al shemo. It's a kli with a kind of mesiris nefesh in which you could feel it when you would walk near it. Now, what exactly that means, given that the aron has precise measurements and precise details, how it's going to be constructed, I'm not entirely sure. But certainly one insight of the Baba Terebi here, which I think is very important, there's a certain kind of mesiris nefesh, which is not just good and you get schar, what the medrash may imply, and it's undoubtedly very significant. But there's a certain kind of mesiris nefesh where it's nikreis al shemo. This is his. This is his. This is something which is very clear to all people. It is nikker that this was done. It is apparent that this was done through Bitzala. The Netziv has an additional final insight. We've seen Meshech Chachma. It's called after Bitzala because this Dafka Bitzal's Aron, this era of Klal Yisrael, was the one time that we were building an Aron. We saw another insight from the based on the Baal Turim and others, the Bitzel Kel. The Aron is about Hashras Hashchina, the presence of Ribono Shel Olam, and therefore specifically Bitzal, the one who is in the shadow of Hashem, that can help give that certain kind of Hashras Hashchina to the Aron. And we saw the Rashi, something to do with the importance of Mesiris Nefesh. The Netziv says as follows, V'yas Bitzalel, so Mavur B'medrish, Da'asiyas Ha'aron Garam L'schus B'Torah. We know, we spoke about this thing a couple weeks ago even, that the Aron represents Torah. The Aron has the Luchos inside of it, represents a Jew's connection to Torah. Says the Netziv, based on the Medrash, Bitzalel comes from Shevet Yehuda. Through the schus of Bitzalel creating the Aron, so Shevet Yehuda, the Kach Shevet Yehuda Zoch Lios Mechokekim, Hainu Lasos Halachos Mechudashos Al Pi Yud Gimel Midos, that Klal Yisrael, to the Zchus of Bitzalel, being the person who constructed the Aron, the Kli that represents Torah, all of Shevet Yehuda would be Zochen in Talmud Torah, that they would also be people who create. They would be people in Talmud Torah that are innovative. They're going to use the Yud Gimel Midos, and Netziv speak about this idea a lot, the capacity on some level to be innovative in Torah. That is the Midah of Shevet Yehuda, and that is what Bitzalel in many ways established. V'yas Bitzalel, when it comes to Torah, what the Aron represents, the people that come from Bitzalel, so they are the ones who are able to create and able to innovate. But says Netziv, what happens once you create the Aron? So Bitzalel gives it over to Shevet Levi. And Hu Hadin similarly says Netziv when it comes to Talmud Torah. Mm-hmm. Shevet Levi may be the people who are innovative, but you give it to the Shevet Levi, they are the ones, Yinasu v'hemedu amachono, la'agil l'tachas hanirtzebo. Kacha l'doro Shevet Yehuda are the ones who are original, but Shevet Levi come, and once Shevet Yehuda is original in Torah, they create the Aron, so then Shevet Levi is the ones who deal with the implementation. Shevet Levi, that's the Shevet that deals with the halacha l'maisa that comes as a result. They're the ones that make sure it's going to be used as well as possible. What the Netziv suggests, which is very, very powerful, is that what's going on is as follows. What Bitzalel is doing when he creates the Aron is establishing something very significant, not just for the creation of the Aron, but for his Shevet's relationship to what the Aron itself represents. Shevet Yehuda, they're going to be the creators of Torah. They're going to be the ones who innovate. But they knew to give it over to Shevet Levi afterwards. Here I'll just point out what I think is a very, very simple insight. Often in life, there are people who are great innovators, and then there are the people who are great at implementing things. Part of the godless of Bitzalel, and part of the godless of the way that Torah is created, as the Netziv describes, there are people who are an innovative idea, but then it's important to know how to give it over to the people that maybe are not as gifted at being innovative, but it doesn't mean that what they do is not just as significant. It doesn't mean that what they do, as far as taking that innovative Torah and being able to give it over and to make it relevant and to make it long-lasting and to protect it and tell us what to do, that sometimes there are other people that are able to do it. In a certain sense, Vayas Bitzalel is Aron. So on the one hand, Bitzalel takes it's his show. It's his show because maybe he deserved it, the Mesiris Nefesh. It's Bitzalel's show because this is the one time we're constructing an Aron. It's Bitzalel's show because he is uniquely suited, Bitzel Kel, to bring the Shechina into that Aron. But for the Tzid, there's something very powerful. It may be Bitzalel's show in the beginning, but Bitzalel knows when it's time to hand it over. Bitzalel knows when, even though I'm the one who's the innovative one, my Chelek in Torah is to be innovative. But the Chelek of Shevet Levi is to guard it and to protect it and to implement it and to make sure it is done the way that it's supposed to be done. In many ways here, what we spoke about tonight is a simple question in Chumash, But some of the Mefarshim use it as a way of speaking about the uniqueness of Bezalel's role, who he was, and what he could contribute, and the knowledge of the limitations of his role. The knowledge of when it was time to give it over to someone else, it was time to make sure there would be someone else that would be able afterwards to take a certain kind of role. We spizocha, as the Meshech Chachma writes, there's only one Aron that's going to be created. It's the Aron that comes. It's Aron which is Nignas. Some Achorim have discussions about this. But it's the Aron which is Nignas. We spizocha, that in Bayis Shlishi, with the other Kalim, maybe we'll create them anew. With the Aron, we spizocha, to find the Aron, to be able to taste the sweetness of the Mishkan, of the Mikdash, of innovative Talmud Torah, and Talmud Torah that is implemented well. Shkoyach, have a wonderful night.